It was your title in the book, A Revolutionary Approach to Effortless Injury-Free Running, and exactly what you were saying. How do you run long distance and actually enjoy that? And I want to get into that. But before we get into, you know, some of the principles and ideas that you've developed through your own experience and expertise in qi running, can you tell us what you think qi really is all about?
Well, in my, not only my understanding, but my feeling of it is that qi is, as most people define it, is a life force energy. It's like, it's the kind of energy that flows through your body that basically creates life. Because if you don't have qi flowing through your body, you're basically dead or inert, you know. Qi creates change. You know, if you look at the Chinese definition, is qi is really the wind of change. It's what creates something to be different one moment from the moment before it. And that means that there's movement going on. There's energy moving through something. It's a matter of what I tell people that are my running students. I say, you don't need to believe whether qi exists or doesn't exist. It's there whether you believe in it or not. So you don't need to buy into the whole qi explanation even. The thing that you need to understand is that if energy is going to move through your body, and everybody understands at least the word energy, even in physics, energy. Energy moves through when it has a good conduit to move through. Energy that's blocked doesn't go anywhere. So if when you're moving your body, when you're running, dancing, sitting, driving a car, playing tennis, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you can align your body and relax your body in a way that allows the energy to move in the direction that it needs to move, then you'll move more efficiently and you'll have more energy as you do whatever activity you're doing. So the idea behind applying this principle to running is that you get yourself to where your posture is very aligned, but all the moving parts of your body are very relaxed. So you got these two things going on. You need the alignment for stability and support. You need the relaxation to create efficient movement. So you're always focusing in these two main areas. So if you're moving along those principles, you're going to move more efficiently. So that means you'll burn less fuel, or you can go faster with less effort, or you can run farther or move longer, if you want to put it in any other sport. So if you can get the qi in your body to be able to flow more easily by relaxing and keeping your joints aligned and not holding tension, and then you will have more and you will also gain more energy as you move. So I've done lots of runs where I've come back with way more energy than I started off with. And there's many runners you could talk to that would, like, they'd drop their jaw in disbelief if you told them that. Like, you're kidding me. I come back from every run wiped out. So it's all in a matter of mindset, how you approach it.
How did you first come across the concept of qi? Like, as an American, and, you know, the Western version of energy.